Hello and welcome to the Snippets of Leadership podcast.
Two quick hacks to make your online meetings a bit more engaging. Now, as you know, I run webinars all the time. I run live webinars on YouTube, on Zoom, and I've been testing quite a bit of ideas around. And I've noticed that in some webinars, there is a lot of engagement going on. People are commenting, people are asking questions and are coming back to me even after the workshop to ask me questions or to follow up with the conversation. And that's great. That's exactly what I want. Some other times, though, there is absolutely nothing. Zit. Dead silence. Before, during, and after the webinar. So what's the difference? I've noticed a few things by trial and error, and I want to share with you two quick ones that you can do right now. Think about the next time you have a daily stand-up with your team, or you have a conference with a client, or you have something to discuss with the CEO, whatever. But if you want to make it more engaging, lighter, convincing, persuading, you can use these two ideas. Number one, you're seeing it right now, use a bit more energy than you normally would. Right now, I'm speaking to you with a bit more excitement, with a bit more flair, if you want. I'm modulating my voice in a way that is somewhat entertaining, and I'm trying to boost up my energy level. Why? Because this way it will reach you better. I have the impression that whenever there is someone on the other side of the video, it's always difficult to connect with a person at a more energetic level, if you pass me the term. It's difficult to reach them, and I have a much easier time when I'm doing it in person. So one way I found that is effective is to up a bit, maybe artificially, and you'll find your own way, my level of energy. The other person perceives it, and it creates a better environment to have a conversation in. I'm, of course, not talking about being a clown, and I'm talking about finding your own way to do that. But everyone has his or her way to show energy, show motivation, engage others, show excitement for something. Find yours, and I'm pretty sure the other person will notice, and you will notice the change in the tone. Number two. More difficult than the first one, I think, look straight into the camera. Whenever you're speaking with someone in real life, looking at each other in the eyes creates a connection. And it's great, I agree with that. But whenever you are talking with someone on the phone or on a screen, well, the usual thing you see is nobody's looking at their camera. They're all looking at their screen, and as a result, nobody's looking at each other. They're all looking at an image of people or a mosaic if you're on Zoom using grid view. They're looking at people looking away from the camera. And while I understand why that's happening, I'm not sure it's a great way to go, especially if you're the one hosting the meeting, especially if you're the team leader. Look straight into the camera, and the net effect will be that people on the other side will perceive you looking straight at them. And that creates a connection. I've noticed that that small change also gave me much more interesting ways to communicate with others on the other side. It created more meaningful conversations. It created a sense of connection that I didn't usually have online. So look at straight into the camera and pair it with a bit more energy that you bring into the conversation. I'm pretty sure that if you manage to find your way to include those two little hacks, call them whatever you want, into your conversations online, you will see a difference. What do you think? Let me know in the comments, or let me know by sending me an email or connecting with me. I'm always happy to share a chat and have a discussion. Thank you, stay safe, and talk soon.
Thank you for listening. My name is Eduardo Bindazzane from EBZ Coaching. I'm a leadership and communication trainer and consultant. And if you have any questions about what you've heard in this episode, please reach out to me via LinkedIn, Facebook, or my website. I'll be answering the most interesting questions on the show. And if you know someone that will benefit from this type of content, please make sure you recommend this podcast to them. Thank you, and see you next time.